4. The spiteful heat of a summer turned sullen reached Voltaire Street early. Sun-faded blinds flapped up on dusty front windows as closed signs were flipped and brown bag lunches were stashed beneath countertops by optimists seeking coolness for their tuna fish. Delivery men, customers, and owners had gotten the message that the bad sun sent out and slowed to lessen the punishment that any hint of speed would draw. Summer was the mean season along the river, the air thick as syrup and the sky a low-down fog that held in the torture. One floor above Voltaire, Jewel Cobb sat on the couch back, peering out the window. His hands were scratching beneath opposite pits, fingering the bumps that an odd rash had raised. Down home, he'd have figured it to be poison oak, but up here he hadn't a clue. One more thing not to like about cities, Jewel thought. Everything came at you in disguise in this human stew. People wore suits with ties and drove cars with huge stereos, but they weren't really rich. Women wore shorts where the cloth never showed till it was above the swell of the ass, with little tit socks called tube tops on, but they wouldn't go into the alley with a fella even if he showed them a wallet stuffed with cabbage. The only straight-up thing about cities was they looked unfriendly, and they were. Clothes were an affectation in such weather, so Jewel pranced about the room uncovered. Suze still slept, her head beneath two pillows, snoring in the cave she always dug for her eyes. Jewel drank a cup of coffee and stood before the mirror mounted on the bedroom floor. The reflection was not true, he noticed shrewdly. He was thicker than this looking glass would let on, bulgier and tighter, much prettier around the face. His shotgun leaned against the other end of the couch, and Jewel whisked it up. It was a 12-gauge pump with a midget barrel and a chopped stock. Duncan had given it to him the night before when he dropped him off. Me and this, we're gonna do it today, Jewel thought. He faced the mirror again. Wish I had a camera, one of those 60-second brands. He spread his legs, then bent forward slightly to flex his thighs, sucked tight on his gut, and gripped the shotgun in a squeeze that ballooned his biceps. It'd be a damn pleasure to get killed by that guy there in the mirror.